The director of the Forestry Research Institute, Dr. Daniel Ofori, has raised concerns about the alarming rate at which forest reserves in the country are being destroyed. He blames the situation on a large portion of forest areas in the country not being gazetted. Speaking at the African Forest Forum in Accra, Dr. Ofori said only 250,569 hectares of the about 1.6 million hectares of forest area in the country is gazetted. Here's a report by Nathaniel Nati.
The forum brought together representatives from 17 West and Central African countries. Its focus is to create awareness and drum home the importance of forest certification in the sub-region. Forest certification is the process of inspecting forest or woodlands to ensure they are being managed in accordance with agreed standards. It emerged that out of all the forests certified globally, Africa accounts for only 4%. And in only 10 countries. The figure means the ratio is considerably low in the country, with only 10 forest areas certified. It is against this background that the African Forestry Forum, in partnership with the Forestry Research Institute, is addressing these concerns. The director of the FRI, Dr. Daniel Ofori, attributed the low rate of forest certification to the insufficient attention given by stakeholders to forestry. He reiterated the importance of forestry certification and highlighted some institutions in the country responsible for certification.
We have Rainforest Alliance. There are other organizations like the Forestry Commission. The forest estate in Ghana is managed by the Forestry Commission, which is under the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources. But as you look at the chain of custody, the chiefs are also involved. The total forest area of the country is not certified.
The executive secretary of the African Forestry Forum, Professor Godwin Kowero, said statistics from the forestry indicates that the pace of certification on the continent is slow.
Our findings indicate that the pace of implementation of forest certification on the continent is slow, and it's also variable depending on individual country attributes. This is despite the existence in the individual countries of forest and environmental laws that would logically favor forest certification. And this is partly due to the limited understanding of forest certification concepts, principles, tools, and processes.